Hello, hello, and welcome back to Suck, a Succession podcast. Guys, we have made it to the end of the series of Succession. Kaya, how are you feeling?
Not well. I am unwell, and it's not because I am unsatisfied or I hated the series finale, but it's just knowing definitively that the show is over, and like on top of that, we're not getting any spinoffs.
I know. Like,
there's not even a mumble, a chuckle, or a whisper, a kiss, anything. There's nothing about a spinoff, nothing about a prequel, nothing about a movie. Like, that was it. And it ain't coming back. And it was beautiful. And I had a great time. And I love them. But they're gone.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a podcast, but I'm definitely a little bit of a loss for words. Like, it's interesting. I don't think I've ever seen a show that was so beloved by so many different people, so many different fans, and at the same time is so definitively over. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, even at the end of Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan, the creator, came out and shared the threads of Better Call Saul. Here, it's over. This is a show that raged for 4 seasons, had a huge audience, was beloved, was coveted by memes, by all the, you know, top shelf New York press, and now it's officially over. That's not coming back. So I almost respect that more in a way. Like, I think there's something really special creatively when a show can reach a peak of success and then know when to walk away, or even walk away early.
Walked away early, I feel. Walked away early. I don't think it was too early. You know, some people would argue that it's too early, but no, they walked away early. And left us wanting more. Like they always say, you got to leave them wanting more. But obviously, controversial ending. I just want to know your initial first response. This is just not even 24 hours after you watched it. What's your initial response to this ending? Just your first thoughts?
My first thought was just wow. Full circle to a drama that was always a drama. And what I mean by that is I don't think the show ever really sugarcoated itself as something that was going to have like a major twist, or we're going to see, you know, Kendall have a redemption arc and walk away as the CEO, and or even all three of the siblings becoming, you know, co-CEOs and battling whoever was in their way. I don't think it was that kind of show. And I think even sometimes on this podcast, Kaya, like we've talked about a version of Succession where we almost wanted that. We want that classic redemption arc. We want that classic kind of hero's journey for these characters. But that's just not what Succession is. So, you know, full circle, and why I actually was really satisfied with that ending is that, yeah, it's a tragic drama. Of course Kendall loses. I didn't realize it at the time, but as those credits rolled, I was like, yeah, of course Kendall loses. Of course Roman continues to break down, and oh my God, I loved the way they ended the series with Roman's character, where he's just at a bar having a martini. He looks very relieved, and he also has a look on his face. And I do want to get into this in a little bit.
Smirk.
But that smirk of like, oh, I'm a rich kind of playboy. I'm not really going to amount to anything, and I'm okay with that.
I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. What was your initial reaction to the ending?
My initial reaction was, actually, I should have known all along, like one of stupidity. Like, I should have known that Tom was going to be the big kahuna. But I was very satisfied, and I was almost excited, and I felt that this is a In a way, like obviously we always get deep on this podcast. I felt like this is what we need. We need to know that you can come from nothing and you can end up at the fucking top.
Interesting. I don't know if I saw that in Tom's character.
Because is it because you know that at the end of the day, he's Mattson's puppet? And
Yeah.
he will be also Shiv's puppet because they decided not to break up.
Yeah, I don't think Tom is a story of rags to riches. I think he can be summarized in the finale at when Shiv turns to Matheson and says he's going to suck the biggest dick in the room. I think Tom is a great example of that kind of character in an American capitalistic culture where sometimes the person that's always sucking up to the higher power, you know, like there's always a bigger CEO somewhere out there that, you know, someone in power reports to, right? Whether it's the CEO reporting to the board, like we saw in Succession, whether it was Tom reporting to Logan, you know, and you see, I think Tom's character and why he ended up as the CEO is that is who he is. He's this executive that always could suck up to whoever was more powerful in the room. In this case, it was Matheson. And because of that, he gets to be in the CEO role. And it also kind of showed in many ways, like just how they were all, you know, all the Roy siblings were fighting over the CEO position. But at the end of the day, what is a CEO position anyway? And I think that with Tom ending up in it, there's also something to be said there where it's like, okay, yeah, great. He's the CEO of this weird conglomerate thing in America where he's really just a puppet to somebody else. So did anyone really win? Did anyone really get to succeed Logan Roy?
Okay, I see exactly what you mean because he's going to have to again be a puppet. But the way that I feel is that we have taken a multi-billion dollar company, media conglomerate, sold it to a quote unquote foreigner, and we have a CEO who isn't blood running the company that, and now Waystar is going to be a completely different company than it's ever been. And I feel like that is something that I didn't see coming as a viewer from, I guess, obviously I didn't watch it from the beginning. Like I watched it in the pandemic, so they were about to do like the they did the second season already when I got into it, but I didn't see that coming. I thought that Waystar would just be the same kind of company that it is, and it's never going to be that same company that Logan ran, that Kendall could have possibly run, because we have a tech dude breaking it apart, turning it into something completely different. And at one point, you know, Tom has been through the fucking the worst. Like at one point, we thought he was gonna go to jail. You
That's
know,
true.
we thought that he wasn't.
That
We thought
is a great point.
he was for sure gonna get fired. We thought that going up against Shiv, he after that first time that he betrayed her last season, he would never have the balls to do something like that again. And that's the opposite of what he did. And this is a dude who doesn't
Interesting.
come from a family, you know, like Shiv does. So I
Yeah.
think that for me, it's seeing someone kind of come from the bottom, kind of like a Greg, not even a Greg, because Greg is actually a part of the family and he's going to be working under Tom, who
Yeah.
isn't in that inner circle. So I felt like that was a win for me.
Interesting. You know what? You just saying that remind me of I think last season when we were recording this podcast, we talked about like what spinoffs would we want to see. And I think one of the things that we spoke about was like learning more about Tom's backstory. How did he meet Shiv? But even before that, what was he doing? How did he kind of gain the skill set to be a manager, like that sort of thing. And I think you actually make a great point of at the end of the day, you know, what does it take to be the person that succeeds Logan Roy? To an extent, it also comes down to whoever's the most cunning, cutthroat person. And in many ways, throughout this entire series, it's always been Tom. He's always been the one that's ready to throw anyone under the bus. He's always looking out for himself. I think he is the closest embodiment of, at the end of last season, when Jerry says to Roman, you know, you want me to help you, but what's in it for me? And I that line has always stuck with me from Jerry saying that.
Yeah.
Like, show
And you
me how
carry
this
that
makes
with you
sense
for
for
all
me.
the characters. Like,
Right,
how is this going
exactly.
to work for Hugo? How would this work for Carl? How would this work for Frank?
Right. And everybody, and to an extent, in the world of Succession, everybody's out for themselves. Even Greg, when he finds out about Tom, you know, who has always, Greg's always been on Tom's side, immediately calls Kendall and says, hey, I have something big. What are you going to do for me? So, you know,
Right.
And I think there's also something about Tom ending up a CEO too, that's very, the way that he plays the game of he's always trying to look out for himself and will backstab anybody, I think is also very symbolic of this is always what this world is, you know? And I think that's why I'm almost happy that the show has ended at this point, because it could go on and on and on, and it would just be similar. You know, there's always going to be someone that's gunning for that top spot. And when you're at the top, you always have to be protecting it. You always have to be a backstabber and you know, be cutthroat and go hard and go full beast, as Logan would say.
Hell
And
yeah.
yeah, and Tom was just the guy that did it.
Yeah, but
But
I
yeah.
also think that you have such a great point. Like, he was always like on his toes, and that was a benefit to him. But I don't think that he is the kind of monster where he is a killer like Logan or Kendall, though. I think
Interesting.
he's a different kind of beast.
In what
I don't
way?
know. Yeah, like I just don't think that he would have the stomach to do some of the things that Kendall could do or that Logan can do. And that's why I think it'll be a bit different with him in charge.
Well, that is definitely like another element that I wanted to talk about, how Shiv changed her mind from initially going with
Hey,
Kendall to.
when do you think that Shiv changed her mind? Like, did you think
Oh,
that
that's such a hard question.
before the meeting and before the board meeting, or was it right then and there? Did it hit her? Obviously, it looks like it was then and there, but if you had to guess, like, did you think that she kind of sat on it? You know, when you sit on decisions. And at first you're like, oh fuck this. I'm doing this, I'm doing this, my mind is set on it. And then you take some time and you realize this would be my best interest.
Yeah, I mean, probably somewhere on the flight back from the Bahamas, right? Or like, I think that the more she thought about it, the more she thought about the future of Waystar and her father's legacy and the world that her father had created. And there's even something, you know, from the funeral where she was like, my world of a father, my dear, dear father.
Yeah.
She understands the power and the destruction that Logan had. But Shiv was also always one of the only siblings that really wanted dramatic change and a
Right.
departure from Logan's legacy. So, that being said, I think she just realized at the end of the day that Kendall, when Kendall says, you know, I'm the only one that can really do this, it's because Kendall has a vision of taking over the company and running it just like his father. Just like, and I thought it was really interesting the way Kendall brought up how Logan told him it was going to be his when he was like a child. So he grew up with this deep ingrained
He's
idea
the
that
eldest son.
exactly, I'm the eldest son. Yes, I'm going to take this company over, and I'm going to not just take it over, but essentially become my father. I'm going to run it like my father. And I think Shiv saw that and said, no, absolutely not. And realized either at, I don't think she realized it at the last second in the board meeting. I think she realized it a couple hours earlier, where it just clicked in her mind where Oh, I actually do have an opportunity to do something different where,
Exactly.
and it comes from, like, I think if she didn't know that Tom was going to be the next CEO, I think she still would have gone with Kendall.
You think so? I don't think so. I think that it oh,
Really?
I think that it's because it's Tom and because she's carrying the
Right.
next heir
Right. Well, that's what I'm
is
saying. Yeah.
why she went with it. But
Right.
I would not say if it was like, I guess they said Lawrence. I don't know who Lawrence
Yeah,
is,
there were,
but
I
they
think it was
kept
just other
saying
tech people.
Lawrence. And so let's say it was going to be Lawrence instead of Tom. I don't think that she would have voted. I think she would have went with Kendall.
No, that's what I just said. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you
Yeah.
meant like she would have switched up either way.
No, no, no,
Okay,
no. She would have gone
so
with Kendall if it wasn't Tom. I think she just saw like one last play to
yeah.
make where she's like, okay, it's going to be Tom. I've definitely been screwed out of the CEO role from Madison. I'm pissed, but I now have this window with Tom, who up until the final episode, which I thought was really interesting, I think he always left a door open for Shiv in their relationship of we've done all these horrible things to each
And
other.
still does.
I think still does to an extent, but the way and the reason why my mind changed on that in the finale was because they had that phone call and Shiv is saying, you know, I want to maybe we do this as a real relationship, right? She's like, let's give it another go around or whatever. And I don't know, when Tom said, I'm not sure, instead of just like, yes, absolutely. I feel like in previous seasons, he was always like, yes, like, absolutely. Like, I really do want to make this work. Like, please come to the table here. But at that point, Tom says, I'm not sure. And I think there was something there where he's like, you know, we can still make this work as a, you know, public facing couple, so to speak, like a power couple. But I think even if Tom didn't end up as the CEO, I think he still wanted to have some kind of distance from Shiv officially. But maybe that changes after the finale. Who knows?
Yeah. So, okay. Well, first, let me rewind to why Shiv made that decision. Like, I'm just saying, like, as a woman, I would always want to be, especially if I'm carrying the heir, I would always want to be the wife of a CEO rather than the sister of a CEO because I would have more control. Call me manipulative if you want to. That's fine. I'm a Capricorn. But I know that I would have more control as a wife of a CEO than the sister of the CEO. And then what you just said, I actually thought that if he didn't want, you know, anything to do with like romantically, he wouldn't have said, I'm not sure, or I don't know. I thought that he would say no, just because just in what, like the last episode or the episode before last, they had such a nasty knockout blowout fight. And there's been what, like two, even after the funeral, like there's been time for him to like make up his mind and say no if he really didn't want it because she was saying, you know, if we could make this work or not. But
Yeah.
I definitely want to ask you if like do you think that when Madsen was introduced, obviously it was clear that he would play a huge role in this season. But when Alexander Skarsgård was introduced, like, did you think that he would literally basically be the end of Waystar, like as you know it? Like, did you think it was gonna be his character that actually like completely basically ended the show
Yeah.
effectively?
Well, I knew that he had the acting chops to do it if they wanted to. I think what his character symbolizes, which is technology taking over the traditional media landscape, is accurate and big and an important idea that the show is getting across. And, you know, I know they went back and forth of like, well, should Waystar take over Gojo or the other way around? Or is it a merger? Or is it whatever it is? I think the symbol behind it is still important and valid that technology is taking over traditional media, you know, even on in the realest sense possible. People are getting their news from Twitter, from TikTok, from other social media sites, tuning into cable news is no longer as relevant, and that's real. That's a reality, you know. So I think in this show, when he was introduced, like, I don't know if it would make sense if Waystar took over Gojo. I just don't know if that would make sense from a, you know, like a factual, having things based in some sort of reality standpoint. Maybe they could have still pulled it off. Who knows? But
Yeah.
just going back to Shiv and Tom for a second, and how Madison kind of played the wedge in some ways to their relationship, and how it all played out. What was your thoughts? And this is shifting a little bit slightly, but I did want to touch on this while we're talking about Tom and Shiv. What were your thoughts on that final moment where they're in the car?
Oh, the handhold.
The handhold, yeah.
Yeah, I think that just said everything that we've talked about their relationship with. Like, Shiv is in it as much as he's in it, probably. I think that she made the right decision. She's extremely mad with him. But I felt like he held his hand out more romantically, whereas she just put her hand over his hand, like, I'm in this, but I'm watching you, dude. And I think it also it was like a symbol of also her going over his hand. It's like, I'm the one who made you CEO. I'm that vote. I was the last vote.
Oh,
So I'm
interesting.
gonna control you.
Wow, you
That's what
looked
it
into
meant
this.
to me.
You That's such an
Body
interesting
language,
perspective.
Kea. Body language, Kea. I'm
Body
sorry.
language,
Like,
Kay, you went in on that. That's
yeah,
wow.
I
Okay.
watched that because she didn't hold his hand. When you hold hands, your fingers interlock if both
Right.
people are into it romantically or whatever. She didn't even like, she just awkwardly but purposefully put her hand on top of his. Like, yeah, we're a team. But I'm running shit.
Interesting. Wow.
What did you think?
I looked at it so much more on, I guess, maybe like face value. Like I looked at it more as there's nothing left, really. Or not that there's nothing left, actually, that just that there's a large void in their relationship. That's kind of what I felt from that. Not that she was going to control him in any way, or they were going to continue to fight, or, you know,
Yeah, no.
like she was going to want to get divorced or anything like that. Like I maybe, but my initial kind of gut response to that scene was there's just this huge expanse of nothingness. And that even though in some ways, out of the three siblings, Shiv has ended up better than the other two,
Yeah.
there's nothing left. Kind of like she's kind of the, if it was a competition between the three of them of who's going to win Succession, Shiv technically
She won.
she won. But what does she win is kind of what I thought that was very symbolic of like, okay, she's in this potentially loveless kind of relationship, or if whatever she's going to want to get done as, you know, the, what is it, like the de facto leader or whatever, like trying to push her will against Tom. I think that because they weren't actually like holding hands, like it was very like disjointed and, you know,
Yeah.
whatever. I think it
Awkward.
just also showed that whatever she will try to do moving forward is going to be really tough, and almost like she's no longer actually as in on Tom as she had initially been and wanted, if that makes sense.
You think that she's lost control over him, whereas I think that she still has the control
Yeah,
over
maybe not
him.
lost control completely, but it's going to take a lot because of all the things that they've done to each other, said and done to each other. It's going to be a really tough road for Shiv to have the power that she once had.
You know what? I think that I kind of think the opposite because Mattson and Shiv, they kind of, even though he screwed her in the end, they did have similar ideas. Like, I felt that they, I mean, he might not want change the way that Shiv claims to want change, but I felt like they were more in sync about this company needs to change, media needs to change, everything needs to be, you know, more modern than anyone. So I feel like she's not really going to get that much of a pushback because he's going to be controlled by Mattson. But while being controlled by Mattson, it's going to be some of Shiv's ideas because the only reason that Mattson didn't really want her to be the US CEO is because, you know, he said it, like she's in the family and she was getting too comfortable.
She would
So I
outshine
really
him.
want
She would
someone, yeah, she
outshine
would
Matt
outshine
Mouser.
him, but they still had some of the same aligned ideas. And then I also don't think that they would have shown that if it was just showing that they are, you know, the furthest apart that they've ever been. I don't think there would have been any conversation, and I don't think that he would have even initiated the handhold if it was, you know, just a
Oh,
business relationship.
interesting.
Because they like they made it a point and she's like, congratulations or whatever. And he's like, oh no, or whatever he said.
Oh,
And then he puts his
interesting.
hand
Okay.
out
I get what you're
and
saying.
then she, you know, like they literally, it just like they landed on everyone. Like Kendall is just sitting alone by himself near the water, symbolized. You know, Roman is drinking by himself, like a little sicko, symbolized. Tom and Shiv, as everyone is reverting back to kind of like their season one selves, but it's so different now.
So you looked at that from Tom's side as like him still being like, hey, no, like we're still like I'll still do what you say type of thing. Like, let me put out my
It,
hand to
yeah, like I'm putting out my hand because we said the worst things that we could possibly say to each other. We know how we feel about each
Yeah.
other, but now we're in a completely new dynamic
Interesting.
where the world is kind of like
Okay.
ours.
Here's why I think you're changing my mind to agree with you, because Tom is smart enough to know that if Tom wants power and for his ideas to get across, he has to convince Matheson. Like he has to go up the chain, right? And he can do that through Shiv. So I think it's going to be a, I think if the show is to continue, it would be the weirdest, like three
Dynamic.
weirdest love triangle of corporate
Like he said,
governance.
like Mattson said, he said, like, yo, I kind of want to fuck Shiv and she wants to fuck me too. And then Tom, he kind of kept his cool. And I think that's how he got the position. Like Mattson's like, I'm going to fuck with this guy, see how he responds. He's close enough to where, you know, people feel comfortable. Not only is he the US CEO, but he's also close to the family to the point where he was the only one of them there when Logan passed away, which is why I also feel like I should have saw Tom coming. Tom was the only one with Logan. He had this connection with Logan that has continued from the last season. Where was he during Logan's funeral? Like, you know, there were just so many moments that it's like Tom is gonna, like, don't count out a Tom Wamsley. Okay, so I do want to ask this question. Just like, I know it's a very, this whole season, especially, okay, additionally, this whole season was very heavily Shiv and Tom focused. So that
It
should have been
was.
another hint,
Ooh, yeah, that's a good
you know?
point. Yeah, definitely overlooked that.
But okay, so what do you think, or do you think that there's anything that Kendall could have done differently that would have made him come out on top?
Well, I think the biggest mistake he made, and he made a lot of mistakes in that finale, but I think the biggest one was him just losing his cool when Shiv was faltering. I think he went immediately to the I'm the eldest son kind of line instead of trying to make another move. You know what I mean? Like, I think he could, I think there was a space there for him to look Shiv in the eye and say,
He
okay,
could
you'll
have had
be,
her.
yeah. Like, what do you want? If you vote towards me, what do you want? And if she says CEO, I feel like that's what she would have said, like, make me the CEO. And I think I don't know if he would have been able to budge on that at the last second, but I think he could have been more persuasive from a
At
deal-making
least
perspective instead of,
placated her.
right, yes, like give her
And then
something
work
big.
the things, yeah, and then make another move once it was signed over or whatever.
Right.
Okay,
To
that
block the
makes
deal. Yeah,
sense.
what about you? What do you think his biggest mistake was? And that.
See, I don't know. I don't know if it's because, like, I don't know. I was just shocked. Okay, first of all, I was just shocked when Shiv got up. When she got up, I'm like, okay, what's the fuck is going on? And then when they had that argument and they started getting like physical with each other, then Roman was immediately like, no, we can't give it to you. And I think it's just ironic that, you know, he kind of starts the series, his dad tells him, you're not a killer, and he ends the series saying, no, he's lying and he's saying, I'm not a
I'm not a
killer.
killer.
It's so crazy. So I don't know what
Yeah.
he could have done. I agree. I guess if anything, he should have done that differently, obviously. But that was definitely wild.
It was definitely a
Wild.
strange moment where he was kind of backpedaling on that. I think it kind of stemmed from him just getting to a point where he was panicking. He was reacting
Yeah.
emotionally and he was going to say whatever he could to try to smooth things over. I don't know if anything would have changed if he was like, yeah, I did kill somebody, but I still want to be CEO. Like, I don't think that would have
I don't
convinced
think,
his
yeah,
siblings,
it might
but.
not have convinced them, but I don't know. I feel like in a way it made it worse that he lied, because
It
now
made it
it feels
worse to
like
the viewer.
it made it worse to them, because they're like, well, why would you lie? Was that a move? Now they're like, okay, you definitely, like, I think that was one of the, in addition to losing his cool,
Interesting.
him changing and flipping.
Yeah.
Why would you make that up then? Because
And because
that's nothing to make up.
they were tethered to this one real kind of emotional incident that
Yeah.
he had shared with them that he had killed someone at the end of remember last season, I call it the Holy Trinity photo
Yep.
image, where they're
Yeah.
kind of bending over him and he's crying and he reveals to him that he killed a kid, and they all kind of rally around him, and it's this real emotional moment of support where all the siblings are together, and for him at the very last second to be like, oh yeah, no, that was not true, I was just lying, I think also kind of shows to them, oh, he'll never be truthful with us,
Yeah.
which also kind of leads to this other interesting thing that I was thinking about. Do you think after this finale episode, the siblings will still have a relationship with one another, or do you think it's over?
No. No, because what are they gonna? They don't even give a fuck about their mom. So if you,
Yeah.
they can barely behave at their mom's house. Like that's the only thing that kind of had them, you know, where they had their silly goose moment, which I think that's when I knew that it wasn't going to end the way that I wanted it to end, because I'm like, okay, this is too good.
How
This
did
is
you
too
want it
good
to
of a
end?
feeling.
That they all just come together as a family?
Not even if they didn't come together as a family, even if Kendall did I don't know, if he made some moves and completely froze them out, I just wanted Kendall as CEO. And I'm like, this is how I know Kendall isn't going to be CEO, because he's finally smiling, that beautiful smile, and they're having like
He's having a
that
meal
like
fit for a king.
a meal fit for a king. They're getting along. They have the votes. You know, even Stewie is finally on their side. I'm like, yeah, no, this is too easy and this is too beautiful. So let me just enjoy this moment of them in their childlike state.
Childlike
Yeah.
state. Yeah, I think that was exactly what that scene was really
And I was
for.
like, okay, yeah, I
Yeah.
know that this is gonna go wrong
Yeah.
immediately.
And I think it also shows like just how they grew up in such this chaotic environment where they all wanted their father's approval their entire lives. They never got it. And they never, even though they had all this money and all this power and all this status, they really never had a true family. And the only people that have ever really been there for them are each other. So I think that whole scene was really all about them reverting back to a childlike state and
For
just being
sure.
siblings, just being brothers and sisters for one last
So do you
time.
think that they'll ever, be together again and speak to each other again? I think
No.
maybe like when they're
No.
old and sick and maybe dying, like when it's too late, because now Logan's dead. If Logan was alive, then I feel like there would be a chance, but they've never been more apart. And then even Kendall's dialogue was like, this is what I'm a cog made to fit one machine. This is what I'm made to do, and if I don't do this, I will die. So if Kendall doesn't make it out from his own head, he's not gonna wanna talk to either one of them. And Roman and Shiv, you know what? Maybe Roman and Shiv, I can see them talking to each other
Maybe.
again,
Well,
but all three of them, no.
I think the answer lies in the creator, Jesse's interview after the
What do you
episode,
say?
because he kind of reflected on where each of the siblings go. And he did say about Kendall is that, that last scene of him looking out at the water is very symbolic of the past couple years and this board meeting, this moment where Waystar is sold is a huge moment in his life. And even though this is where the show ends, this is what,
This is where his life begins, basically.
well, not where his life actually, no, not necessarily where his life begins, but where he'll always look back to as the moment that he lost his father's company and how that affects him for the rest of his life. So and that's why I think that maybe the siblings don't talk to each other. I think that this is, and it's actually really, it's so dramatic and it's very beautiful in a
Well, it's
way
supposed to.
to have a character like Kendall where the show ends and you know that this is going to just destroy him for the rest of his life, no matter what he does. No matter what he tries to do, in his mind, he'll
Because he
always
could
look at
never
himself as a
build
failure.
anything, even
Right.
like he could never build anything
He could have never
similar
been his
to,
father. He could have never been his father.
he could take over what his father built and carry it, the legacy, but he can't build from scratch like that.
Exactly. And I think that knowledge is what, in my own mind, was it made me think, okay, well, if this is something that's going to mess with Kendall for the rest of his life, I don't think he wants to go back and revisit the people that led to that destruction. I wouldn't be surprised if he kind of, disappears into quiet obscurity with whatever money he had inherited. Maybe, tries to run some company or startup or something that just doesn't really go anywhere. And
To
that's
get back
it.
to the 100.
Get back to the 100. And then Roman as well, kind of ending as the Playboy, which I don't know. Okay, I want to bring this up because Roman as a character, I always in the back of my mind, for whatever reason, thought that he would have some kind of redemption arc. And he
Yeah,
just didn't. He
you were
didn't.
always pulling for him. You were always believing in him because you saw his potential. You knew that he had the potential, but he's
He let
too
me
fucked
down.
up.
He let me down the most, Kaya, I think, because that
Really.
last scene of him at the bar, there's also a moment in my head where I was like, oh, I actually never understood this character in any way. Like, even though even though we have a podcast together about Succession, and I've talked for hours about Roman Roy and what his motivations are and what he does, like, I actually don't know him at all because he really is this scumbag, failure villain that gets off on pain. And he is the ultimate slime puppy, and he could never overcome that. And it ends with him at the bar, looking like a sleazeball, just like
I
from
got
day
square
one.
one.
Yeah, back at square one, and also not caring. And that was what really was like, oh
Because
my
he's gonna be
God.
rich anyway, and that's what I
Yeah.
was trying to explain. Like, I think the last episode, I'm like, regardless of anything, and I don't know if you ever noticed, but anytime you go on your Roman rants about how he could actually like take it, and it could be him, and he has the potential, I'd be like, yes, okay, well, he's gonna have to learn on his own, and you learned on your own, but it was apparent to me, like from the beginning, that it can't be Roland
Interesting.
because he's too far gone.
Yeah, I don't know if he was ever going to be the CEO, but what made you realize from the beginning that he was always going to drop the
He's
ball at the
just
end?
he's a nasty, he's just too nasty. Like, he's too weird. Like,
Yeah, he was a freak.
when yeah, he's too much of a freak. And you know what? Like, in Hollywood, and in the super rich and in the uber rich, you always have these people who are really like freaks, and they're nasty, like I'm describing. And you know what? They are CEOs, and they are, but he just, and like, because okay, this is it. While he's nasty and he's a freak and he's weird and he's a masochist, at the same time, he's also the person who is the most human. And that is something that you cannot be if you're trying to carry the royal legacy.
Interesting. And I think that's what I latched on to incorrectly. And I didn't think that he was going to end up as the CEO or anything like major, but I did. I think there was a part of me that wanted to see him,
General, yeah,
that
like
wanted
as a
to just see
person.
him have a redemption arc, right? Whatever
Yeah.
that looks like, whether even if it was as simple as him just pulling Jerry aside in the finale and saying, "Hey, like, I'm sorry. I wish I was there for you more." Like something, like anything that like speaks more to his humanity than him just being this complete freak. And I don't know, it was
But you do know
it was
that
a good way to
like
end it.
Kendall doesn't have that moment either, where he like he's horrible. Like all these, even Shiv too, even though she wants a different company and she's wants a new, blah blah blah, she's terrible too. Like all of these people are terrible. They're terrible
Yeah,
people.
they are. Yeah.
All of them. Tom, even Greg, even little, like he's
Even
funny.
Connor.
Even Connor.
Even especially Connor.
Like they're horrible people. Oh my God, Willa and Connor though, being like the most the most, like, I don't know, like the most regular couple, like the most real couple. That was something that I would say I did not see coming. I
The couple that lasts.
the couple that lasts, like I did not see that coming. And I did like the part where they're kind of all, again, having that sibling moment where they're watching Logan
Yeah.
on video, and
It was
like
beautiful.
Logan is just, that was just, oh my God, there's so many good moments from just the finale, but
So many.
this show in general. Okay, so I do want to ask a controversial question that, like, it has to stay between us and the people listening right now. So don't you guys go running your mouths. If you did not know about Brian Cox's legacy, like if this was his first body of art, and if you did not know anything about what's the name? What's Kendall's real name?
Jeremy Strong.
Jeremy Strong's legacy. Okay, if you didn't know anything about him in general, like if there were two new actors on the scene and this was their first time acting in a show, who did the better acting,
Oh
Brian
God.
Cox or Jeremy Strong? And you can't bias, you can't bring up when they were on this show and how they did it. Just from Succession.
I can't pick Kiernan Coghlan.
No, you can't. It has to be between the two legacy like characters, the Method Man, Method Actor, and the L to the OG like legend. On the whole series, like who outacted, who showed their ass? Like, I need to
Can
know.
you go first?
No, I'm asking the question. You're gonna get me killed.
You going to answer it after I go?
Why? Answer the question.
All right, let's see. I mean, my gut reaction is Kendall, Jeremy Strong. I think his character was so nuanced. It was such a hard, nuanced role to do compared to Logan's character, right? Like Logan was a pretty, I don't want to say predictable, but he's this monster that really is looking out for himself above everything else. Doesn't really even have a plan for his own succession, which is kind of the whole problem of the show. But the way that he reacts and acts to things, I think, is very, there was very few moments that were surprising from him as a character. And I think that, makes the job of playing that character a little bit easier. Kendall, on the other hand, is this psychological roller coaster where he's happy, he's crying, he's sad, he's cracking a joke, he's yelling at somebody, all within the same scene. Very similar to I don't know why this just popped into my head, but Tony Soprano in The Sopranos. And I think that makes it a much harder job from an acting perspective. So that's why I would pick German. Yeah.
Damn.
What about
Did y'all hear that? Jay
you?
just
Are you just
put
trying to are you just trying to start drama right now,
Jeremy
Kel?
Strong
Like
over Brian Cox.
I
You
mean, it's
put,
it was a leading question, but
yeah. I'm not gonna answer. I just wanted to know. That was
you're not
my
gonna answer, you're gonna be
personal
petty like that? You're not gonna give your opinion as well? You just want to start drama and
wanted to
leave it?
know. I just wanted to know, who do you think is the better actor in Succession? And you said Jeremy Strong.
I
And
mean, Brian Cox still knocked it out of the park. Obviously, the show would not have been possible without him in any way.
no,
So
you
we're
don't have to
splitting
save.
hairs here. We're
You
splitting
don't have to save
hairs.
space. You don't have to save face. We heard what you said. Okay, and then I also feel like Hugo is a bigger villain. I don't know why. I just want to like stomp on Hugo for a minute. Like Hugo is just, I hate him. I don't know why. I went out of the, I'm going out of the show hating Hugo because he's always just like a gnat. Like he's worse than Tom,
I
I
think that's the
feel.
point. Yeah.
Yeah, he's worse than Tom, and like no one points that out. And I think that he, obviously, I'm not talking about the actor. I'm talking about the character. Like this dude is the fucking worst. He's always ready to, like look out for himself, but also try to act like he's supporting people. And even like when it came to Tom, he's like ready to like basically ready to serve. Tom said that Carl and Frank is going to be killed, so they are left without a job. I think that is beautiful. They deserve that. What are you unsatisfied with other than the fact that Roman did not have a character arc? Because I will answer that question. Like, there are a couple of things that I am like kind of confused, like not confused, but kind of mad that we didn't really get anything from.
Go on.
Okay, for me, they didn't, for her to be such a titular character from seasons one through this season, they did Jerry wrong. Jerry didn't have enough, she didn't have enough scenes. There wasn't like, I know that they're gonna keep her on, but there wasn't like enough closure. I don't have this fantasy in my head that her and Roman were gonna be together, but like you said, that they didn't really have any more interactions after what happened, and maybe that's, a part of why it was so strong. But I just feel like they did the character of Jerry like she deserved more.
Yeah. Well, she ends with getting a lot of money, but I get what you're saying. Like she was a more pivotal character in earlier seasons.
Right. And then also I feel the same way about like Stewie, even though he was in like an important vote and he showed up for Kendall. And then I also feel like, what was the point of Kendall dating Naomi? Like they could have did so many things
I know she
with
was like
that.
barely in it this season.
I'm like, why did you start with like having rumors of her allegedly dating Tom, and it was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
What was the point of
I
bringing
agree
this
with you in
character
that.
on?
I agree with those takes.
I
Also,
don't have many
just
gripes about it, but I want to know like if you have
yeah.
any.
I mean, not I agree with what you're saying. I think generally Pierce, like where do they go? Like the entire Pierce family. Like there was this whole plot line at the beginning of the show that they were gonna take over, they were gonna purchase Pierce, and then it just disappeared, I guess. Like it just no longer was a thing. But what were those conversations? Like I just because we saw the Pierce family earlier on in the show. I don't know if they would be the type of people that would just, you know, be like, okay, like deal's off. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like I think there would
no.
be some
Like, what's
pushback.
going on?
Yeah.
Exactly. That was another one that I was thinking about. Like, just Pierce, the whole Pierce family. Because Naomi was a Pierce, right? Yeah.
And also
Like, the whole
Marsha.
was yeah. It was
Marsha,
weird. They
Carrie, like we're
took the time to literally go. I don't know. But oh, actually, Carrie, I actually thought that she got some. Like a good moment in when she was in like the home video with Logan.
yeah.
And I actually saw her like when she put her head on his shoulder. I was like, okay, so it was, I don't know, obviously like he was fucking her, but like it was just never kind of, sorry guys, like it was never kind of like confirmed. And like seeing her and she was there at the table with so many important people, it's like, okay, you were a good side bitch, you know? You were a good side bitch, Carrie. Shout out to you. Even though you played it
Shout out to
wrong,
Carrie.
you were, I think she was in the third round of people who were allowed to get a sticker.
She
So I hope you
was.
put some stickers on some expensive things,
Hell
girly.
yeah. I hope she made out with some money at the end of the day.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dang.
Oh,
Well,
what a show.
Kaya, final thoughts. Final thoughts on
For
this
me,
finale episode.
I just want to say thank you to Jesse Armstrong and Jeremy Strong and the entire cast, but those two especially. I never, this is not my kind of show at all. Like, I've never watched a show like this before and like been able to be a part of a fandom like this before. So like, thank you to them for opening my eyes with that.
Hell yeah.
I do like see the media differently, even though like it wasn't like a true story or anything. I kind of understand some of like what's going on a little bit more now than I did before when it comes to media news and how like you know the families that have the most money run, like how things run, like in the stocks and shit like that. The show overall, though, like extremely well acted, one of the best acted shows I've ever seen in my life. The way that they could balance humor, anger, you know, pull on your heartstrings, but also make you feel bad for feeling bad for these terrible people. Assembling that cast, thank you for also like the fashion, which was another thing. And also, I just want to shout out like the Easter egg of Roman being dressed literally like a child at his mom's house and always reverting to
Yes.
that childlike state.
Brilliant.
That was insane. Thank you for showing me all these like beautiful landscapes when they did that out of the country episode. All these beautiful buildings in New York that I didn't even know existed because I'm not from New York, but guys, I went to New York for the first time in 2021 and everything was brown. And I'm just like, what's going on here? But from this show, you can see that you can go on one of these brown buildings and it could be a beautiful, like crazy, insane landscape there. So thank you for teaching me about New York and just being in my life for literally one of the hardest times of my life, which was in the pandemic. And also not, okay, I'm also going to ask you another hard question that I'm not going to answer. Game of Thrones or Succession?
I'm not answering that. I'm not answering that guy. I love both those shows so much. They both exist in my heart as equals.
Breaking Bad or Succession?
No. Also, I mean, I also think those type, like, yes, Succession will sit in the pantheon of great prestige television with Breaking Bad, with Game of Thrones. All of those shows at the same time are really, really different pieces of art.
Okay,
I feel
so
like they
then why
can't be
can't you
compared.
choose? Okay, but I'm asking you to
Because it's
choose.
equal. Because it's equal. Why would you ask me a question that you
Yo,
wouldn't
you
answer?
just
Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like,
because I'm a spiteful little bitch. Because okay, also I just wanted to ask you, what do you think about the people who feel like there's a lot of people who feel the way that I felt when Game of Thrones ended, which I was a rageful person for a good 3 days after that because I felt like, are you kidding me? But there are some people like they ruined the whole series. Shiv is the worst person on the planet. Why would they end it like that? Blah blah blah. Literally comparing it to the end of Game of Thrones, and I'm like, this is not it. This is you do not have the right to be that mad. Because it's nothing like that. What would you say? Like, do you understand why people are this mad that it ended that way? Or have you not seen, like, from your end, do you see more people satisfied with it or dissatisfied with the ending?
I think people are going to be more satisfied with the ending of Succession than Game of Thrones.
So the chatter that you're seeing,
Yeah.
people are more satisfied.
Yeah.
On my end, people feel like clowns. People feel like they hate it.
Really? Well,
Yeah.
and I really haven't done much like reading online of how people have reacted to the finale just because it's happened so soon. Like, I will take a look, but I don't know, just comparing, like, when Game of Thrones ended, that finale, like, I definitely felt that it was, I could tell that people would be annoyed by it. But last night watching Succession, and I think people may be annoyed at, but more from a point of like, oh, I want more episodes.
No, they're annoyed because they feel like Shiv is like Daenerys. Someone literally said, why would Shiv Daenerys this? And I'm like, you do not understand what just happened at all then.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, so your final thoughts, Succession as a whole.
I think it's very, very rare when a television show can come together where the writing is out of the park, the cast is out of the park, the wardrobe department is just completely next level. Casting, locations, did I say writing already? Music, the opening
oh my
number,
God, Nicholas Vitale, shout
soundtrack.
out.
Yeah, it's so rare when a show is kind of firing on all cylinders in all of these different areas. But Succession has done that. And they've done it episode after episode after episode. I understand why it's ending from like a creative kind of business perspective. I'm sure it was, or not from a business perspective, but like from Jesse Armstrong's point of view. Like, it was really hard, I'm sure, to make Succession. You know, I don't know that as a fact. I don't know if he's talked about publicly. Like, obviously the cast and crew loved working on it. Like, it was, you know, it's been the highlight of their careers. It's been celebrated. They've won Emmys and stuff. But I also imagine that it was really difficult to kind of max out every single time creatively on this show, right? Like going to the top of their abilities again and again and again. Not to say that they're going to now go do easier projects or something like that, but I think that, you know, at a certain point, the working at that level of intensity for so many years, I think is, I can understand why they would also want it to end from like a creative juices, creative effort kind of standpoint.
Yeah. I feel like they kind of had two more seasons, but
yeah,
I'm not
would have been
writing the
nice.
shows. I'm not writing the shows. I'm not doing all that. And I'm satisfied with the ending. And
Yeah,
we're satisfied
me
with the
too.
ending. And they gave us so much to talk about and so much to talk about with you guys. And thank you
Hell yeah.
guys for like listening.
Yeah, this has been so much fun,
And
Kaya. Thank you.
yeah, I wish that we could have started from season one, but I didn't. I can guarantee you, like, I would have watched the first episode and be like, oh, I hate this show. So I think it found me right when it needed to find me. And we
Fair
started this
enough.
right when we needed
Fair
to
enough.
start this. And we will be back to talk to you about the future of, well, actually to talk about maybe, some more things that we noticed. Obviously, interviews. This is kind of like a first
Yeah,
reaction
we'll let it
pod.
digest a bit. We'll let it
Yeah,
digest.
digest a bit and we'll be back. And we want to know, like, DM us, comment, email. I mean, send a bird. Like, let us know your reaction, how you feel. Are you satisfied? Are you unsatisfied? And also, who's the better actor in Succession, Brian Cox or Jeremy Strong?
Such a
Jay here
chaotic
said
question.
Jeremy Strong. I want everyone to remember that he said Jeremy Strong over Brian Cox.
So
And we
chaotic.
will talk to you. We will talk to you very soon. Bye.
See you guys.